Every year, a politician turned aspiring celebrity is shafted by their political party. We at Doug's Trust want to change that. For just £2 a month, you can make a Doug like Kezia's life easier. With your help, Kezia will be able to send tweets criticising her bosses and get away with it. For just £2 a month, Kezia will no longer live in fear of covering court costs she thought those same bosses would pay for. For just £2 a month, Kezia will be free to comment on what idiots from the internet are saying unimpeded. For just £2 a month, you can help Kezia appear on University Challenge, go on that jungle show again, or just fanny about as she pleases. We at Doug's Trust believe in a better world, a world without consequences. So donate today and let's help Kezia achieve her dream of sticking it to some bloke in Bath that may or may not be a homophobic prick, depending on your point of view. Doug's Trust. Don't let your actions hold you back.
Jim Murphy. I really miss Jim Murphy.
He was at least funny.
He was just this bottomless mine of material. He was just so funny. I mean, just when you think it can't get any better, he does the thing with, you know, saying glue. You know, when they're talking about jokes, and then has to try and say, well, I didn't do glue. That's never going away, Jim. That's never going away. I miss him so much. I miss his big clown shoes. I miss his absolute self-assurance in the face of absolute impending disaster.
Yeah, well, that was to me the ultimate charm of him.
I miss him desperately. Come back,
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
Come
it was
back.
That undying optimism in the face of total disaster, I think, is that's what made it so funny. We're like, everyone but Jim Murphy could see how bad Jim Murphy was.
The best
it was
part
Alan Partridge
was,
in that sense, I think.
Yeah. And the best part was that he's quite a nasty bastard. So you had absolutely no qualms whatsoever about ripping the absolute pish out of him to any extreme whatsoever, because look, I genuinely don't care if you're really, really hurt by this, because you're a real cunt. You're not only stupid and cocky and utterly full of yourself, you're useless, but you're also a total shit. So there's nothing whatsoever to make me put the gloves on.
Do you know how much he's earning now? Tony Blair, I think.
Who is he consulting for?
Yes,
consulting? What, like, what would you consult Jim Murphy about? Why'd you buy those shoes?
I think he'd be good if you wanted to know how to put a company out of business in a matter of months. Like, he'd be good at that type of consulting.
Let's see where we're slagging off Labour. Could we talk about, like, the Kezia Doug deal situation?
Is that yes, we can. Jim Love Doug deal.
Jim Murphy's deputy. Here we go.
I must have a massive personality flaw with some people that, even though I know they're terrible, I just see all the good in them anyway.
No, I see. I know
and, like,
where you're going with this.
That's the problem with Doug Dale. We're like, you can see how if she was in the SNP, there is such a big upside to Doug Dale. She's an inherently, I believe, likable person. She's got this kind of likable school teacher quality to her. So as much as everybody hates her, and I know she can't get out of her own way and she keeps fucking everything up for herself and it's all her own mistakes that have led to all this madness, but I still like her. You know,
I found it that when she took over, I found it really, really difficult for all the reasons I've just outlined about how, you know, it was so easy to be mean to Jim Murphy. I found it much more difficult to be mean to Kezia Doug Dale because it just felt like punching a kitten.
Yeah.
And also every now and again her dad interjects on Twitter and
you don't know about this.
Jeff Dugdale
used to follow Angry Salmon and was like a huge Yes supporter, and and it's just like occasionally
he bosses Twitter, he really does.
Occasionally she'll say something silly and he will just put out a tweet that's like your dad going, oh, sort of like,
oh,
you know,
Kez,
don't do that, you know. It's I feel bad for her for that reason. If my dad was like on Twitter criticizing everything I do,
yeah, and you know what, she takes it absolutely in a stride as well. When yeah. she's asked about it, she'll say, well, you know, family's always embarrassing, aren't they, kind of thing, you know. She's I think they have a really, really good relationship.
I think she has been grotesquely misled by a lot of bad people in the Labour Party yeah. all her life, is my gut feeling. That actually, underneath all of it, there's an inherently good person that's just in totally the wrong place. I don't actually think she should even be in politics. I thought when she stood down, it was like, you're free, run. And it was at the ending of Aladdin where the genie takes the fucking cuffs off and can fly off. It was just, go, run
Forrest, run!
Just go. Because you can see her just doing... Every time you see her doing a photo op, whether it's like in a go-kart or she's cooking, you're like, oh, these are much better professions for you to be doing. Like, just every time you see her doing anything but politics, you're just like, go and do that.
The thing I found about her was she sort of... I think she was too young for the responsibility that she had. She didn't yep. actually have enough knowledge and experience to do the job that she was doing, and she was frequently making a show of herself on the news, and I wouldn't want to have to
see her being, when she's at her best, it's when she's actually being herself, and I can she strikes me as someone that I think, as you say, is young comparatively to others in the party, but I think when she started off in there, I can see a bunch of old male Labour politicians have got, that's a future star, we can use this person.
Yeah.
And then she's gone through like the political sausage factory to be told how to talk, how to do things. And it's when she's not just being Kez is when she's yeah. terrible. But when actually occasionally you'll get an interview or a TV segment or something where she is just, it's all coming off the top of her head. And that's normally when she's actually quite good. When she's sort of going down the robotic, I'm rehearsing lines type stuff, is when she's just,
I know,
shit.
She just gets herself tangled up. I mean, the other problem with her is, unfortunately, is that she has a bit of a loose relationship with the truth, and she will just make stuff up. And you really can't do that, do you know what I mean? If you don't know something, you shouldn't
I mean, to highlight the negatives, I mean, yes.
You shouldn't make stuff up.
Yes. I mean, and also things like when the Corbyn wave was building, and it was blindingly obvious to anyone just with a political brain of any kind that this guy was going to be a really big deal. Like when the whole leadership election happened within Labour and he was there, it was like, he is going to be the guy. And she just kept shitting on him like the whole way up, even when it was like, this guy's going to be the leader of the party, it's clear this guy's going to be your boss. Even when he was the boss, she still kept shitting on him. And now the situation that I found herself in, I'm going like, well, to be fair, if you hadn't been a dick then, you probably wouldn't be in the bad books with this lot now. And a lot of the stuff like going on I'm a Celebrity, things like that, you're like, oh. But I don't know, it's why I think if she was in the SNP, I don't want to say she'd be better managed, but like I think people would, or maybe,
well, she would be better managed, but there's no two ways about
it. Yeah, there's no nice way to say that, but like I think that she'd be better advised, and I think she'd be positioned better. But yeah, a lot of the dumb stuff she's done and the situation she finds herself in is the result of her own stupidity. And the frustrating thing about it all is the other end of this, which is Wings.
Just to be absolutely fair, the joke that he made, I would laugh at. I did laugh at. It was a bitchy, shady comment, and it wasn't homophobic. It wasn't homophobic.
See, I'm actually going to reluctantly agree with this, because I think the transphobic comments he's made, I do think are transphobic.
Yes.
On that one joke, I actually didn't think it was funny, but I understood what he was trying to do. I did think the kind of I wish your kid had never been born undertone was a little bit like, whoa, that's fucking close to the bone. It's not, I mean, my kind of thing. But equally, to say it's homophobic, there is a part of me going, oh, if that goes to court on that one issue, I'm not sure that she would win on that. If they bring up the transphobic stuff, which I think does have a lot of weight, and that becomes part of the case, I think then...
But it won't go. Because it's... Specific.
Which is the annoying thing about her, because like you could have gone after like anything else. The guy's done so many shitty things. Like the one time where there was a little bit of ambiguity in it, where you could read it as homophobic, but you could also read it as not.
But I don't see how you could read it as homophobic, because it isn't homophobic. It's actually suggesting, wouldn't it be nice if he'd embraced his homosexuality earlier?
I'm going to say, I'm going to say ambiguous because I'm not gay and therefore I don't want to be the person that's like telling gay people like what's homophobic and what's not. I thought it was open for debate because there were gay people that were saying that they didn't find it homophobic and there were other gay people that did. So that's what I'm saying, like, clearly from that community it is up for, like, you know, either interpretation or whatever else.
I think it's very important to stand up for people's right to be wrong sometimes or to slightly misjudge things and not have to have their life ruined or have, you know, their go bankrupt because they've said one word that's maybe slightly not completely accurate. So I think the whole dragging this into the court thing is completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And everyone who's like paid money for this court case, what are you doing with your life? I mean, come on, where else could you have done with that money?
The way she phrased it, she just probably phrased it more as to focus on the man's sexuality, to me is quite offensive. I think, yeah.
Yeah,
but
there'd
to
be
say
no argument.
Homophobic, I think I can sympathise with people that would view that as being a pure choice of words. I do the whole thing to make it through a big court case issue out of this, and particularly now because it does look like Doug Deal could be stumping up upwards of six figures for this now, because obviously the Labour Party have cut the funding for it, so if she loses she'll have to cover her own legal costs, legal costs, and obviously whatever settlement happens.
So the article was published in a newspaper, and usually what happens in these contexts is that the in these circumstances is that the newspaper covers the legal expenses for a journalist that's sued. So I don't really understand. I mean,
What actually happened was that the Daily Record, initially when the complaint was filed, the Daily Record offered, we'll cover this. We've allowed this comment to go in. We'll stand by you because you're under our contract, whatever else. And what happened was the Labour Party itself stepped in and went, no, don't worry, Daily Record, we've got this. Because obviously they're thinking from a political point of view, if we can, Kezia wins this case, so we can say we funded it, this is a tremendous victory for us.
And of course they'd
and
get
then
the games.
Cut it. Now, I do understand that from the point of view where Kezia had shat all over these people. She was massively anti-Corbyn. You can look back at her tweets, she did not support the guy. So I understand that in the Corbyn mentality, she is part of the old Blairite guard or whatever. So I understand how she's put herself in this situation. But I do sympathise with her in the sense that the Labour Party agreed this to have had some sort of reassurance or guaranteed we have your back, and to then just pull it because we don't like you is a bit like...
That's mystifying to me that she made that decision then. I mean, that's just really stupid because the Daily...
What decision?
The decision to let the Labour Party take over the funding, because it must have been her decision to do that.
Yes, I would expect that's the case, yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's just bewildering to me because apart from anything else, the newspaper funding of the court case, she would have had good legal advice from lawyers who are used to dealing with exactly this sort of circumstance that somebody said something in print and all the rest of it, which she won't be getting from the Labour lawyers.
Apart from running down Corbyn, I mean, she's still been loyal to the Labour Party. I mean, she said, look, the Daily Record have offered to do this, but out of party loyalty and trust to you guys, I'm going to let you guys handle this, right? And then obviously they've gone back on the deal. The Labour Party did instigate the deal, and they have broken the deal.
I think at that point where they instigated that, it was the General Secretary was like a fan of Kezia, or like a pal.
Yeah.
So
and that's
she
no
felt
longer
pretty
the case.
Secure in taking that offer. Whereas now it's been taken over. I think it's Jenny Formby is the person's name, is taken over, and she's made this decision to cut the funding and get out of the case.
It's also potentially agreed, because they think she's going to lose and it's going to cost them money. They probably took it on thinking that there was a reasonable chance that they'd win and that they would actually get money from into the coffers. So it's potentially just quite a mercenary
decision.
It's
a good point because timing-wise we don't know when this deal occurred, because they might have thought, well, that blogger guy is not going to get much funding, and of course like people just started like fucking spunking money at Wings because he will make a killing out of this if he wins, you know. And I mean, obviously the guy is being bankrolled to just do a blog, you know, for thousands of pounds a year, so maybe they didn't think that was going to happen, and then they're realising, shit, this guy actually might be able to afford to pay for great lawyers and a great
legal
case.
Well, you know,
case.
I mean, anybody that's been paying attention at all would know that Wings would get loads of money in from supporters. He always does.
But
so,
I don't think Labour pay attention. I think that's the problem. I don't think they realise.
Well, yeah, that might be the case.
I mean, the thing is, Wings, I don't think, actually has much influence out with of, like, the internet political sphere. I mean, I'm the first to admit that, like, none of us have any influence out with of that either. But, I mean, I think that if you're a mainstream Labour person that's paying attention to the mainstream media, the newspapers, you're probably going to be like, what the fuck's a wings? Like, yeah, okay, whatever, we'll take that. You know, so I mean, to say like they should have known, I don't know, maybe they would, should they be expected to know?
No, I think that's a bit, no, I think you've been a bit naive. I think they all fucking know who he is. I think they all know exactly who he is.
That he is the sort of public speaker that makes you wish his dad had embraced his homosexuality sooner. Does the First Minister agree with me that there is absolutely no place in society for homophobia like this?
First Minister.
Yes, of course. Of course I do. And, you know, for Kezia Dugdale to get up here, and I'm being serious about this, and suggest that in any way, shape or form, I would condone homophobia, I think is deeply unfortunate. I think on these issues, and it was indeed the kind of issue we were all discussing with Brendan Cox yesterday, all of us should make very clear that that kind of language, any form of abuse of any minority or indeed of any politician of that nature is completely unacceptable. I see abuse on a daily basis being hurled at me, at my colleagues, at people on my side of the political spectrum, and I don't hold Kezia Dugdale personally responsible for that. So we should all join together and say that that kind of abuse is unacceptable, and at least have this as an issue on which we have consensus and not division.
And of course, this was a remark posted on Twitter by Stuart Campbell, who writes for the website Wings Over Scotland. In the Daily Record, I called out Mr. Campbell for his homophobic comment. People should listen to this if they're serious about tackling homophobia and abuse in all of its forms. Mr. Campbell has written to me via his lawyer to demand a £10,000 payment for, and I quote, damage to reputation. Presiding officer, I stand firmly by my comment. I've never kowtowed to a bully and I will not start today. There is a catalogue of evidence that demonstrates the bile which Stuart Campbell appears to believe is acceptable. So given we are in a general election campaign, will the First Minister today condemn Wings Over Scotland and anyone else who poisons the political debate in our country?
First Minister.
I just have condemned anybody who indulges in that kind of language or that kind of abuse.
Did Kezia not stand up in the Scottish Parliament and mention this homophobic language?
It was during FMQs once, if I remember.
And then I think Sturgeon agreed that the language in use was homophobic and she condemned the comment, if I recall correctly.
I believe she did, yeah.
Yeah. You would think jumping SNP, this would all be quite a narrative that would begin to fit.
Why should that be on Kezia's back to make that decision, all right? We are the ones that are campaigning for Scottish independence, all right? What we need to do is talk to undecided and to soft noes, and we do that one at a time, and we start with Kezia Dugdale. We get billboards throughout Edinburgh.
Join us, Kez.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Can you imagine the broadcast during the next referendum if it was just Kezia? Kind of like the Eat Your Cereal woman, but just talking about herself. Yeah. How she was the Labour leader. She stood alongside all these people. I think that would be great. Imagine all your Labour people.
I was Jim Murphy's deputy and it was terrible. I've tried to make the union work. I really have. Like, oh, this is what I got given for it. And everyone treated me like dog shit. So now I've gone to people that actually like me. But that's the thing. It's the same thing with, it's a bit of a tangent, but Kat Boyd, people gave her a load of crap because she voted Labour in like the last election. And I thought again, hey, all right, you can disagree with her, but don't start screaming at her, because when we come back to Scottish independence,
we need
Kat Boyd. So yeah. You want her to be, the door has to be open for her to come back. So that's what I don't understand, maybe to come back to what you're saying about the court case, why we take it that far. Because ultimately, is this politically in the long run the best? In the short run, for you and your blog, I'm yeah, okay, that's fine. But like, is this actually for the big picture the right thing to do? And that's why I tend, even though I'm fully aware that Kezia Dugdale has many flaws, I think long range game, the upside to her is too good if we can get her on board, as you've just said. I mean, what a promo. just her into a camera just shitting on everything about the UK and Labour. It'd be amazing.
Not Jim Murphy though, he can stay. No.
Yeah, you just don't need fucking keep him.
No, we don't want his vote.
The other thing that's weird about it is that the Labour Party are making these decisions centrally, so it's an MSP who is, you know, is having this issue. You think that would be decided by the Scottish Labour Party, but no, it's like overruled by this General Secretary from London.
Yeah,
it's like, do they have any autonomy whatsoever? I mean, this is the party that drove devolution to happen.
It is,
and now they're like totally centralised as a party. It's bizarre.
It is. It's really weird.
Well, people are saying this is why the reshuffle happened. There was a WhatsApp conversation between Jackie Bailey and Neil Findlay leaked. It was hilarious.
I've not seen this.
They're all at odds over how they've dealt with the whole Kezia thing. I think Jackie Bailey believed that they should have continued backing her.
They should have done, for the reasons we've outlined. You know, we were talking before about whether or not it's a good idea for political parties to air their grievances in public, and I take the view that it absolutely isn't. Mum and dad should not fight in front of the kids.
Yep, I agree with that.
And so they should have supported her because she's one of theirs, and it's that simple.
The thing is, I mean, she stood down and didn't kick off when she could have. She just didn't think Corbyn was it. And to be fair to Dugdale, she was right. Because I thought Corbyn was it, and I was fucking wrong. So when she was going, actually, this guy is never going to win a general election. Well, look at the polls now. Back when he was on the way up, it was like, this guy's going to storm it. But now we're looking down the barrel of a general election potentially at the end of this year, and the stats are clearly showing, the polls are showing, that Labour are not going to win. So Conservatives are going to win. So she is right.
She was right. However, what she was... politically naive, because irrespective of whether he was going to win or not, whether or not she thought he was going to win or not, there was a huge surge in movement within the Labour Party, and what she did was shit all over it. And then she was on the wrong side of things. If she just kept her fucking trap shut, it wouldn't have mattered whether Corbyn had won or not.
Kezia just cannot get out of her own way. That is the problem.
She can't keep her fucking trap shut.
Yeah, it just. Yeah, that's it. I mean, she just has to just, at times, just not say anything at all. And it is why, I mean, ultimately, maybe having a Daily Record column is not the smartest thing in the world, for a number of reasons. But, I mean, just having an outlet when you're in that position of politics, is the risk-reward ratio, obviously monetary-wise, you're going to get paid for it.
But I mean, does she? A lot of politicians don't get paid when they've got the opportunity to have a column.
Fair enough, I don't know.
She may well not
get paid.
I have
no idea either, but I mean, I just think that, you know, in terms of if you're in that position in politics, you're quite a well-known political figure within the Labour Party, if you have to write something every week,
You're going to have to find things to write about. You're going to say things,
stupid things, just for the sake of content, when politically it's often smarter just to say nothing. And I think that when you are writing every single week and there's not an awful lot going on, suddenly she has to go, have you seen what this Wings guy's tweeted? Because ultimately, like, Wings isn't that important. This is an internet-centric thing. In terms of the mainstream, particularly folk that are going to be reading the Daily fucking Record, no one cares. No one gives a shit. So if that column never existed, she never had that newspaper gig, it would probably never have been an issue. And that's just to come back to your point where sometimes just less is more. And she, unfortunately, is just I'm a celebrity. Let's have a newspaper column. Let's do this, let's do that. And it's like this over-energised bunny rabbit. Just calm down, you know. And I think in the SNP, I know it's wrong to say people should be managed, but I do think that, like, within that structure, she could be kind of handled better.
They absolutely should be managed, though. I mean, I'm sorry, but they absolutely should. Toe the line, have your disagreements with each other behind closed doors, present a unified front, because that presents to people, like, people actually like confidence and unity. They really don't want to vote for a sack of fucking rats biting each other in a sack. I said sack twice there, so
I'm enjoying the sideshow, and I'm glad everything has happened.